My brothers and sisters, the kingdom of heaven is like, Jesus says. The kingdom of heaven is like, and then he tells us, as he often does, he gives us this parable, and he just seems to divide the people, almost like the sheep and the goats, into the wise and the foolish. The wise and the foolish. The wise who are well prepared, and the foolish, of course, who are not. There's much to be said in our Christian tradition about being ready. Being ready for the Lord whenever he may come as the bridegroom. Because we know not the day or the hour. The God of surprises loves to do just that, surprise us. And catch us off guard oftentimes. For we know not the day nor the hour. But I would suggest to you today that there are in fact two teachings. Not one, but two teachings. The clearest and most obvious, of course, is the one about being prepared. We all want to be prepared, but the second is a little bit more subtle, and we might just miss it if we gloss over this gospel too quickly. Those who are portrayed as the wise virgins, the wise ones, are the ones who indeed know how to and are comfortable saying no. And I solemnly assure you, I think that Jesus' teaching today, my brothers and sisters, is that if you want to grow in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, you want to know what it means to be a student in the school of Christ Jesus and know full Christian maturity and understanding, then you're going to have to know what it means to embrace tough love and, yes, sometimes, even when it's difficult, learn how to say no. Because saying no, of course, makes us uncomfortable. It makes us unpopular. When your children or grandchildren come to you and say, Mom, Dad, Grandpa, I want this, I need this, and you say no, Stomping the feet, going to the room, slamming the door, passive aggressive, talk to the hand. We know the attitudes and behaviors of our own broken human nature, and we know them well. Think for yourselves. Again, going back to the teaching of Christ and his gospel today, think for yourselves when you were in grade school, when you were in high school. How many of you had someone, a classmate or a friend, come over to you and say, you know, did you do that homework for last night? It's due in about an hour. Let me see it. Let me copy off of yours. And you think, what is right and just, but perhaps because you don't want to upset them or you don't want them to be angry, you want to be loved and accepted rather than rejected, you give in, even though you don't like it, and you say, all right, but hurry up. That's not their education. That's not their gift. They're only copying off of you. So you have done the work, you understand, you've put in the blood, sweat, and tears, and they get to pass by just for one more day. Thus enters the teaching of the wise and the foolish in the gospel today. Five were prepared and five were not. And they said, come on, let me copy off of you. Give us some of your oil, because you know we're ill-prepared. And those five, identified by Jesus in trying to teach us something, says that the wise and the learned, the people who really get it, are those five who say no. That's tough love. They have done what is needed. They have done what's required. They've done what is necessary. And now you, my friends, the other five, the foolish, must now go and do the same. saying no is part of building our Christian character and part of building our Christian maturity. We have to learn how to say no so that others may learn. You know that old expression, you give somebody a fish today, they eat for today, but you teach them. You teach them how to fish and they will eat for a lifetime. Sometimes we are too afraid to say no in our own households, to say no to our children and our grandchildren, to say no to a boyfriend or love interest or girlfriend. Sometimes we are afraid of the repercussions, what may happen as a result of standing up, being firm, and saying no. This week has been an especially tough week as we have watched time and time again in politics, in the church, but especially in Hollywood, one after another, fall from grace. Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, and Louis C.K., whose films and appearances have recently been canceled. Many people at the time said that they were afraid, they were frightened or numb in the midst of verbal abuse, physical abuse, or even sexual abuse. They didn't know what to do, they didn't know what to say, they were paralyzed. And today, I think more than anything, this gospel is calling us to grow in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. To stand up and say, no, that's enough. No, we're not going to put up with that. No, this is not going to happen. And most certainly, this is not going to happen in my house. Not happening. Because it takes a great amount of Christian maturity, personally and communally, to be able to say no. There's another time in the gospel where Jesus sets limits and boundaries. He's preaching and teaching in the towns and villages, and they're so excited. They're listening to his word. They're really growing in hope and making connections with their lives, and people are being healed before their very eyes. And he goes off to a deserted place in order to pray. They go to seek him out. They're looking for him, and finally one finds him and says, "There you are, Lord. Do you not know that everybody is looking for you?" And he says, "Yes, I'm very much aware of that. Well, aren't you going to come back and do this and do that?" And he says to them, in not so many words, "No. For I have come for those other towns and those other villages and those other people who need me just as much as you do. Do not become dependent upon me. Become dependent upon me in prayer, but you need to do your part. For grace builds on nature. You need to take what I have given you in both teaching, instruction, and example, and now you must put it into practice. Because now you have been given everything that you need. I've given you my grace, I've given you my teaching and instruction, and now you must take what I've given you and put it into practice." He wants Christ to do his homework for him. And Jesus says no. He sets limits, he sets boundaries, and he moves on to those other towns and villages so that they too may have an experience of the Christ. They too might have an experience of healing. And he sets boundaries and says no and moves on. And that, my dear friends, is indeed a sign of true Christian maturity and growth in Christian character. It might mean disappointing others. It might mean that they are mad at us. It might mean the temporary rejection or even permanent rejection of others. But if you truly know what it means to be a mature follower of Christ and build on mature Christian character, for every yes, it is just as easy for you also to say no, especially when it conflicts with our Christian morals or values, and when you know that the other person is only going to lean on you and use you as a crutch. You ever have a neighbor that only knows you when they need something? Hey, George, how you doing? Say, you got that 20-foot ladder? I got a shingle up on my roof, and I need... You're not really helping them if time and time again you allow them to be dependent upon you rather than growing and maturing themselves. You have to let the child walk on their own, do you not? So therefore, as we as Christian brothers and sisters, we need to allow people to stand on their own, to do their part as well. Someone that in the family that only comes to you and only seems to know you know, they're all huggy, kissy, and can I borrow $20? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew something was up. The moment you started coming at me like this, I knew that something was up. It was going to cost me. Today is all about being charitable, being kind and loving, merciful and forgiving. But it's also about setting limits and setting boundaries. That we truly are not doing our family members, our friends and relatives any favors by helping them, pulling them through from 10th grade to 11th grade, or from 11th grade to 12th grade, or getting them a diploma when they can barely sign their name. Today is about Jesus teaching us how to set boundaries, how to say yes and do so knowingly and lovingly, but not allowing people to use us or abuse us. Our kindness, our giving, our generosity, whether that be economically or emotionally or even physically. Saying no is part of Christian maturity and true Christian character. May the Lord continue to bless us and keep us in His care. May He teach us how to say yes and give us the courage and strength to say no when it demands it. And to be prepared, for we know not the day nor the hour when the opportunity for us and for others to grow in God's grace may come. And may God bless us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.